This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Reverend Canon Dr. Sandra Miller, who heads work for the Church of England on christenings, weddings and funerals, sheds light on Mothering Sunday.
Mothering Sunday became popular in, I think, the 16th and 17th century, where it was very much an opportunity for people who worked away from their place of birth to go back to their parish church, and perhaps in particular to go back to the cathedral church as the mother church of a diocese. And all sorts of traditions grew up at that time, particularly around girls and lads who worked in service, perhaps away at a big house. And for girls in particular, one of the traditions that grew up would have been the baking of a simnel cake, and they would then have Mothering Sunday off.
How does the Church of England mark Mothering Sunday these days?
Well, Mothering Sunday always falls at the same point. It's always on the fourth Sunday of Lent, which is great because it's also known as Refreshment Sunday, which means that if you need a day off from your Lenten fast, this is your day to indulge in treats and chocolates, which is great for Mothering Sunday. Churches will often also use the same language of Mother's Day, which is what it's become known as in our culture. Many, many churches will have special services, special prayers, and traditionally churches will present posies of spring flowers, daffodils, crocuses and so on, to mothers, grandmothers and other people in the congregation to mark the day.
It's not always an easy day, Mothering Sunday. I wondered if you'd like to talk a little bit more about how the church remembers those people for whom it's not necessarily the happiest day.
I personally have found it very difficult over the years to be leading services for Mothering Sunday, particularly in the last decade or so. I don't have any children myself, and in the last few years I haven't had a mother either. And so it can indeed be extremely painful, especially when our culture gets caught up in a whole sentimental celebration of Mother's Day and lots of lovely things about that, but also it can feel really difficult. And increasingly churches will make space to acknowledge the pain associated with family life. That could be through prayers, through just pauses for quiet. It could be remembering those who find it difficult to conceive, those who've got estranged from their children, those who've lost a parent, those who've lost a child. And many churches will try to do that as well and acknowledge the mixed nature of the day.
How else does the church celebrate people's input into the upbringing of children other than their parents?
One of the things that helps people to remember that Mothering Sunday is a little bit more than just the intense relationship between a mother and her children is some of the readings that we use on that day. And one of my own favourites is the reading about the birth of Moses, which most people will know as Moses and the baby in the bulrushes. But the fascinating thing about that story is there's a number of women involved in the life of Moses. There is, of course, his mum, but there is his sister, the midwives who gave him birth, and there's the Pharaoh's daughter who adopts him as well. And I've often used that story to talk about the fact that mothering is shown by all kinds of people in the life of a child. And there's an old sort of proverb somewhere that says it takes a community to raise a child. And when a child is christened, then one group of people who can be very involved in the life of a child are godparents as well. And this year, for the second time, we're holding a special Sunday on the 30th of April called Godparents Sunday, when we're really encouraging churches to invite and include those who are godparents, those who are godchildren, and to pray for them and support them as they help families over the years.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.